Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Rosemary Brandt, our producer. Rose and I welcome you to the show. It is Thursday, April 24th, 2014. We have, as usual, a heavily scheduled program today, jam-packed with content. We will begin with a newsmaker interview with TUSD board member Cam Juarez. Then after Mr. Juarez, we will have Leah Marquez-Peterson joining us again on the show. It's been a while since we've talked to Leah. She's head of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber. And then we'll close out the show with our UA College of Science Superstars of Science series. Have a lot of fun with that. We'll be talking about STEM, the STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math, getting more kids involved in those very important issues. But right now, we welcome Cam Juarez to the show, TUSD Governing Board member. Cam, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been too long since we had you on the show, and I'm glad that we got together again. 790-2040, 790-2040, the Buckmaster Show live line. Cam Juarez is always a good sport on any and all questions and comments that come in. He would be happy to entertain them. Hey, let's start with some good education news, Cam. University High School named one of the top 10 high schools in the United States, along with Basis Tucson North. Let's see, Basis was number 5, and University High School, a TUSD, in the TUSD portfolio. This is the U.S. News and World Report. That's pretty impressive.
You know, it is, and I read a couple of stories as well, and I also read that there's a third Arizona school in the top 10, and that was pretty impressive as well. I mean, considering everything we hear about Arizona and public education, specifically a public school with University High School, the partnership there with Rincon is so important, and the ability for the students not only to have, you know, the opportunity to become more intellectually averse to you know, some of the things that we are faced with in this country, but also to have the opportunity to join some of the arts, whether it's music or even some of our athletic programs. I mean, I think UHS has a well-rounded program, and I imagine what we can do with a little bit more support over there, which we're all very supportive of giving. So yeah. I think UHS is one of those schools. My niece is a student at UHS, so I'm over there every once in a while.
Basis Scottsdale was the number 2 school in the country. So yes, Cam, you are correct. There are 3 Arizona schools. And when it comes to the top 10 of schools in Arizona, I want to shout out to Catalina High. Catalina Foothills District was number 9, so
excellent.
There's another local school that joined in, and of course you had Basis, the Basis Scottsdale, Basis Tucson, and University High were some of the others. Other good news, no pink slips this year. As far as I can remember, and I think I've interviewed over 27 years, probably maybe 10 TUSD superintendents. There may have been that many. Maybe it's 8. But it seems like there was always a pink slip component every year about this time.
Right. You know, early on in his tenure with Dr. Sanchez, he had been talking about a relationship with our teachers' union, and he said that that was always the sticking point in most of the conversations. And when you think about it, as an educator, all the work that they do throughout the day, and then go home and continue to grade papers and prepare for the next day, and all the other things that we pile on top of our teachers, and then to have them get paid what they do, to worry about it annually, that you're going to get fired and then you have to reapply for your job, essentially. My sister's a school teacher, and she goes through something very similar. This is just one step in that direction. Obviously, something we're trying to do as well is lower the student-teacher ratio. And so hopefully providing some of those tools that our teachers do, our students will continue to do as well as they're doing, and even better.
Cam Juarez is with us. Cam is one of the TUSD governing board members. 790-2040, 790-2040. Perhaps you are one of the folks who does not believe TUSD is the best place for a young person to get an education. We would like to hear from you. Or if you support TUSD, of course, we would also like to hear that. What about this, the culturally relevant curriculum, a new director? His name is Salvador Galbrion.
Gabadon.
Gabadon. And he was appointed to the position recently. It was a 3-2 vote. Mr. Hicks and Dr. Stegeman cast opposing votes. They were concerned about the process. This gentleman previously served as a language acquisition specialist in TUSD's language acquisition department. It was a part-time capacity, about $25 an hour. I assume now he will be full-time.
He will be. There's a little bit of resistance there from different entities to have Sal in the situation that he is. But Mr. Gabaldon is one of those consummate professionals that you're always glad to have a conversation with, because he's not only knowledgeable about the particular subject matter that he's responsible for, but he has a very genuine understanding of the entire landscape how that particular subject matter will interact with others. So when that came before us at the board level, I was very happy to see Sal's name there, because when I first moved to Tucson, and as I started paying more and more attention to some of our current events outside of the university, I was always very impressed by Mr. Gabaldon's presence and his knowledge and know-how of how TUC functions. I mean, Sal's been in TUC so long that he actually has a son that is now moving up the ladder to someday hopefully become upper management and a principal within the district. I think Sal's definitely a high bar. And I think he's very appropriate for the position. So for those that are concerned, I would argue that we need to look at, first and foremost, this new director as opposed to the process. The process had some hiccups in it, and we would have preferred for it to have gone the way it typically does. But because of things that were out of our control, much like it happened with Dr. Sanchez, we are very happy to see that the results with Dr. Sanchez have been so powerful, and so many people in our community are very impressed with him. I think if folks give Mr. Gabaldon an opportunity, he will do the very same thing with this position that he's in the interim.
Cam, is there a problem with the process about leaking out information? Is that what the core of this is?
You know, quite frankly, I can't get into too many of the details because of the executive session privilege. But I'll be very frank. I think folks, in an effort to try to manipulate the situation, sometimes the situation they can't control otherwise, will oftentimes provide information indirectly or directly. I don't have any evidence of such wrongdoing. But the evidence itself is how this information gets out there, so I'm a little concerned about that, quite frankly.
TUSD launched its culturally relevant courses at 3 high schools at the beginning of the school year. Now the plan is to have in place all 10 high school campuses in the fall with these courses. Are you on track for that?
You know, we've met, if I'm not mistaken, 27 of those deadlines now. And I know that the administration is working diligently. Oftentimes we're there for board meetings that, as you know, go into the wee hours of the night, and you see staff barely leaving the office. So we know that folks are moving along. We see it in the outcomes. Some of those deadlines were set, you know, counterposition to the reality of what was the district, and we've met them as often as we possibly can, but realistically, not all of them have been met. I believe that we're on track to do that with the change in the position. I think we had a little bit of some layover in terms of the two directors that were in place, but I think going back to what we were talking about with Sal, I think he's very qualified, and he's very not only is he focused on what he's doing, he's also very methodical in how he's doing that. So I have every confidence that we will meet some of those deadlines or be as close to them as possible.
What have you heard from the 3 high schools that do have these courses? What's the report card on how it went?
Not only have I heard, but I've been to some of these high schools already, and I've actually sat in on some of these classes. Contrary to what some of our leaders in at the state level have done, I actually wanted to see what that was like. I was very impressed with what I was seeing. Having been part of the original history of ethnic studies and Mexican-American studies, I can tell you with all confidence that not only are we ensuring that we're following the letter of the law, but we're continuing to educate these students at a level that these students are reaching back out to us. We just got an email from a parent whose daughter not only has gone to the university, but recently won a national competition and will be going to Washington, D.C. to present her information out of NAU. I'm very impressed with the level of student that we get out of these classes. So I think those classes are going well. Again, we're following the letter of the law, and there's no reason not to.
Okay, it's coming up now on 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. Cam Juarez is here, TUSD Governing Board Member. If you would like to join the conversation, you are certainly welcome to do so at 790-2040. We will address, when we come back with Cam Juarez, really the big question about what's the future of TUSD with the declining declining enrollment and a new demographic study. We talk about that next. Stay with us.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at ruggalleryaz.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday. By the way, our Friday Focus interview tomorrow will be with Calvin Baker. He is the superintendent of the Vail School District. Should be interesting. Cam Juarez is with us. We are talking education in the TUSD governing board, well, the governing district. Cam, of course, is a governing board member. You know, Cam, people always point to Vail being such a terrific district, and then they always kind of look at TUSD as the problem child.
You know, I always say there isn't a perfect district. There's a perfect school for your son or daughter.
Yeah.
And you got to find that niche. And, you know, I recently met Mr. Baker, and I was very impressed with a lot of the stuff that they're doing over there. You know, as a planner, I'm very familiar with the development circles. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got the inner city, and then you move out to the suburbs, and then you move out to the secondary suburb layer, and some of those folks, you know, that have those privileges to get out to those areas, of course, can provide certain level of support to their students, and so it isn't so much an issue of the have and the have nots. It's just an issue of being able to live a lifestyle that allows for you to support your child in a different way. And my hat's off to them for the work that they're doing. You know, TUSD is a huge district, and we have pockets and of some amazing work, and we have some stuff where we're doing some additional work. You know, I was visiting with the principal at Oyama Elementary yesterday, and I was very impressed with the level of work that they're doing out there. But it compares to some of the stuff that they're doing out in the Vail School District. And I got to say, we got some amazing sites within our district, and I'm happy to support those.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a TUSD or education question for Cam Juarez, Cam would be happy to entertain it. There was a demographic survey, the study that was commissioned by Superintendent Sanchez. The results of that are in now, and it shows what many people believe, that there is this continuing erosion. It's not what they believe. It is a fact that more than 25,000 students living in the TUSD district have opted now to go to charter schools or attend classes in surrounding school districts. So actually, this erosion continues and doesn't look real promising for the future, does it?
You know, the only thing I can say to that is you have a lot of different elements that have been introduced since the heyday of the public school. You have charter schools, you have the voucher programs that allow, you know, students to go to some of these private or parochial schools. And then, of course, you have the advent of the online school. And as I said before, there isn't necessarily a perfect district or a perfect school for everyone, but there is a perfect school for your child. And ultimately, you know, when I'm a two-time Wildcat, as some of you may know, but we have that rivalry with ASU, and I often say, you know, to the college kids, and they're like, when I tell them that I'm a U of A student or U of A graduate and alum, and they say, oh, well, I'm going to ASU, Mr., and I hope you're okay with that. And I said, I don't care what school you go to as long as you go to college.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, providing a quality education for any one of our students within our boundaries, outside of our boundaries, so as long as they're getting a quality education. Now, being on the board of TUSD, my goal, my objective, and that of our administration, is to ensure that TUSD is the best possible option for our kids. And that's what we can work on. I mean, as far as the erosion and students opting out to other sites, inevitably, most of our data has shown that most of the students return to TUSD.
Really?
That's what a lot of our data specialists are telling us, and I'm confident in that information, and I'd like to make sure that we can support that with some solid examples. But ultimately, whether it's my mom and dad graduate from Tucson High, or I want my daughter or son to go to UHS, ultimately, a lot of these students, well, usually we'll lose them in the middle schools, which is why there's such a focus on middle school right now. They typically come back to us at the high school level.
So we've got, what, almost 50,000 students? Is that what we're down to?
Something like that? Approximately, yes.
Yeah, and that, when you do have that erosion, doesn't that mean less state funding, right?
Absolutely.
The state pays per pupil, I don't know how much they pay.
Well, we have the 40th and the 100th day count, and that's really what ultimately is most important. And that's why we try to educate our families. If you are going to opt out, mm-hmm. Then, you know, that's your choice. But understand that if you bring your child back mm-hmm. to our district after you've opted out for a charter school at the beginning of the school year and you come back to us after that 100th day, your child is essentially coming to this district with $0 coming to TUSD, which means we have, you know, typically these situations with deficits or we have budget shortfalls. Luckily this year, the superintendent has had all the foresight that was necessary to ensure that not only will we not be looking at a deficit, at this point from the last report that we got, we're looking at a little bit of a surplus. So that's a solid thing. So we're going to try to apply that to this reduction in the ratio and get the 134s or the 130s back to 127s so that we can have a little bit more focus on our child and our FaceTime with their teacher.
Cam Juarez is with us, TUSD governing board member. Where are the what are the demographics showing where there is growth actually in TUSD?
Well, you know, as I mentioned before, I'm a planner, so before the bubble burst, we were looking at a lot of permits that were being pulled in the south and southwest sides of town. That's where the development is happening. I'm not going to get into the details of whether or not the city is going to annex that part of town, but certainly the development is out there, and we're now starting to see the construction trucks roll around again. Mm-hmm. And so the construction's starting to come back. And so this might take upwards of 10 and even 15 and 20 years to come to complete fruition. But the south and the southwest parts of town are where we've seen that. This is exemplified by the West Side Transportation Facility that we put out there on the actual the reservation. So near the reservation, I should say. And so the studies are all pointing to that direction. And this is something that, you know, we all kind of knew was happening. So that's when I'm a little baffled by the previous school board majority and their decision to close the schools on the southwest side of town.
Yeah, that may not have been wise, given this new demographic survey.
Sure, but I mean, that also gives us an opportunity. I mean, when we got this report back from our consultant, the consultant was also talking about some of the newer stock in terms of, you know, our buildings and facilities are on the south and southwest sides of town. And so I think my son, you know, attended McCorkle. So McCorkle is one of our newest sites. I think we need to continue to construct those kinds of sites in the future that are, you know, we'll be looking at solar and we'll be looking at efficiency so that we can run a good site. But we also have the layout so that it promotes student learning and achievement.
How about charter schools within TUSD?
You know, that's been an interesting question. And there was a story in the paper right after we took that vote. And the language, whether or not it by some folks it is very clear, I think the language, we're going to keep our fingers crossed and make sure that we can continue to do this. Of course, you know, when school districts started to opt to do this, that's when the state legislature said, well, it's definitely not good for it might be good for the goose, but it's certainly not going to be good for the gander. And so the rules have been changed on public education again. And so we're going to try to contend with that as best as we can. In the meantime, we took that vote to hopefully move in that direction. I mean, the school that we're basing this model off of, C.E. Rose, has essentially beat the odds, if you will. And that's not because it's C.E. Rose, and it's not just because it's the principal, but it's because it's a team effort at that site. And some of our other sites are definitely working that diligently, but there's a special secret formula over there that's happening, and we want to see if we can replicate that with some of other sites, specifically some of the one of the sites that had been closed originally. Richie,
Common Core will stay. The Common Core standards, the legislature will not be changing it in any substantial way.
Well, you know, I'm not in the legislature, so I certainly can't say that, and I certainly don't have a veto power. But as far as Al Melvin's Senate bill, I think the idea that quintessential classics like Little Women would be deemed by him as pornographic, I have to wonder whether or not he's read the entire book. I would say that this is kind of an attack on intelligence. And I think that the Common Core, some folks might like it, some folks might not. I'm not entirely convinced that it's the cookie cutter is the only approach. But I certainly think that we need to have some minimum standards that we need to follow. And those standards need to be the floor, not the ceiling, for what we're teaching in our schools. Dr. Sanchez has said that before. I wholeheartedly support that. Our board president, Adelita Grijalva, has said that time and again. And she's got 10 years experience on this board plus. And she understands these standards far better than myself. But I would argue that having my son start kinder next year, a lot of us incoming parents are going to be paying a lot closer attention to these standards. Nationally, they've been a little problematic. I think the implementation has been problematic. But ultimately, what it comes down to, and this is a federal issue, is it's an unfunded mandate. And that's the biggest problem with anything you do in public education.
Cam Juarez, TUSD governing board member, thank you for spending part of your lunch hour with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good week. Thank you very much, Cam Juarez, with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take a break right here. Still much more to come. Leah Marquez Peterson, and then our Superstars of Science series is coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Can we just talk? I want to talk to you about cockroaches. Yes, cockroaches. And their buddy, the scorpions. You know, if there's something that drives me up the wall, it's a cockroach. And it's not something people talk about. But we didn't just talk about it, we did something about it. We called Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
April is Earth Month at UA Biosphere 2, where every weekend in April experience programs that will inspire a better understanding of our world. Weekend themes include the weather, ocean, energy, and Earth Day weekend, where special hands-on activities and live animals will be featured. Also new and just opened are the exciting Ocean and Rainforest Gallery exhibitions. Both of these fascinating immersion projects are open daily. More at b2science.org. Visit Biosphere 2 today.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal, it's just business.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. We are always delighted to tell people in Southern Arizona what's going on over there. It's only three and a half hours east of Tucson. And if you're into blues, the Southwest's largest blues festival, it's the 19th annual Silver City Blues Festival, is coming up over the Memorial Day weekend, May 23rd through the 25th. And they've got a lot of big blues performance, including the Memphis P-Tales, Blue Tuesday, Alvin Youngblood, Hearts, Muscle Theory. So if you're into blues, check it out. Silver City, just a short hop over from Tucson. And great places to stay and things to do. You can find out about it at southwestnewmexico.org for all the info and great places to stay, like Continental Divide RV Park. We try to mention a different place every day. Let's join now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Leah Marquez-Peterson. Leah heads up the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Leah, how are you today?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. You have had an incredibly busy April. It seems like every time I check my email and Facebook, there is another event happening. This has got to be, you've got the upcoming event. This is your Head Over Heels event, which is geared to Southern Arizona businesswomen. This is coming up, what is it, April 25th?
Right, it's tomorrow. We're
tomorrow.
We're here at the Chamber preparing for it. It's our fourth annual. Very excited to bring in inspirational speaker Nelly Galan. She's a media mogul, TV producer. She's been on Celebrity Apprentice and fun things like that. But she's coming out to speak to our women in business tomorrow, as well as a whole day full of workshops and activities and business leader panels. So we're looking forward to it.
She is, I believe, the first Latina president of a U.S. television network, that being Telemundo. So, I mean, that's pretty,
yes,
pretty big deal. She, I'm sure, has a lot of some tips about how to be a successful businesswoman.
She does. She does. She leads an effort in the United States called the Adelante Movement, which is really inspiring women to kind of stretch beyond their comfort zone and grow and expand in business. So we're really looking forward to hearing from her and really honored that she agreed to to come out to our fourth annual Head Over Heels conference.
Hey, Leah, I want to talk a little bit about the Arizona Sonora Business Research Resource Guide. This is really a tremendous resource for people. It's a joint project of the Arizona Daily Star. People who are interested in business and the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce pooled together. How is that effort going, the guide?
It's going wonderfully. Just last week, we revealed the guide in an event we hosted here in Tucson. And we also hosted the same event in Phoenix the next day. But this guide was a culmination of data and a business directory that the Arizona Daily Star worked on for about 6 months. We helped promote it to business members and community members throughout Sonora and throughout the state of Arizona. So it encompasses about 1,200 businesses throughout both states that are in the business of trade now. So customs brokers, manufacturers, consultants, logistics companies, companies such as that. The event last week actually featured Pablo Gonzalez, who is the senior business manager for Mexico for Union Pacific Railroad. And as you know, Bill, there's so much discussion in our community in both states, Sonora and Arizona, about infrastructure at our ports and transportation and I-11 corridor and so on. And rail plays a major component to that, so it was really exciting to bring him here. We had about 200 people in attendance at the event in Tucson and a lot of questions, and I think we're going to have continued dialogue with Union Pacific. The crowd was also very anxious to get the first inaugural Arizona Sonora Business Resource Guide. This is something we'll be working with the Star on every year, continuing to promote it. And again, it's a free directory for businesses to be placed into. And now we sell the directory through the Chamber office if you'd like a printed copy, or you can purchase a flash drive through the Arizona Daily Star.
This effort to get improve the air service, to really actually not only improve it, but to kind of restart it again between out of Tucson International Airport and Hermosillo. How is that going, Leah?
There's continued conversations. I serve on the Tucson Airport Authority, so certainly been engaged with a lot of that organization and in their outreach. Interestingly enough, at the Arizona Sonora Business Resource Guide event, Mayor Rothschild and the City of Tucson were our presenting sponsors. And that was probably, there was a lot of energy around that question when it was asked to the mayor. And he talked about outreach to a company based in Mexico, a regional airline, and how they're working now through the federal government in the United States as well as in Mexico to encourage them to grow their air service from Tucson to Hermosillo and perhaps beyond that. So it's encouraging at this point. I don't think all the pieces are in place quite yet, though.
Well, hopefully there'll be an announcement. The mayor indicated, by the way, the mayor is our guest next week here on the Buckmaster Show, I believe April 30th. We'll have to ask him about how soon that might happen. How about these longer lines at folks entering the United States from Mexico for merchants here in Tucson? That's good news, and this has to do with that tax. The taxes went up. Sales taxes along the border regions actually increased to 16% from 11% on January 1st. So folks are coming across the border finding goods a little bit cheaper here in the United States.
Yeah, I certainly think we're going to see an impact here in retailers in Arizona. Don't have the numbers quite yet, but I estimate that there's certainly going to be an impact. As your listeners probably know, that tax changed because the border states were exempt from that, and now that tax has been put back in place. Certainly top of mind for so many of our member businesses and our jurisdictions that we work with is the ease in which people can cross the border. So just recently, within the last couple months, Congressman Salmon, who hosts the a subcommittee for the House, brought a congressional hearing to Tucson to talk about investment in the ports and different activities, and that's led to support for another 100-plus customs agents along the border. So I think a lot of that will really help further trade and grow trade, because we need to make sure that as people cross for retail or for other purposes, that they are there's not an impediment, there's not a big long line, or even for Americans that are crossing into Mexico and coming back after vacations and shopping and so on, we need to ease that flow.
Well, it should help. Of course, already the Mexican shoppers are not only just at the holiday season, but around the year, throughout the year, they have been a huge part of the Tucson economy, and I look for that to grow, and I'm sure you do as well. The demographics, we just had Cam Juarez, TUSD governing board member, was here talking about how the Southwest side is really where the growth is in TUSD. And the demographics really, for those that want to do business in Arizona, you really better tap into that Hispanic market. Wouldn't you agree?
No, absolutely. And actually, last week, we hosted a State of Hispanic Education luncheon, and we're honored to have Superintendent Sanchez from TUSD speak, as well as Chancellor Lambert from Pima Community College, and Dr. Ospitas from the University of Arizona. And they talked about that, trends and, you know, Hispanic growth rate. I think TUSD alone is over 65% Hispanic now, and you're going to see our county be a majority Hispanic by 2030. So we are particularly concerned about Hispanic student graduation rates from high school, and then certainly from college and career readiness. And it was a very engaging conversation that we had with all three educational institutions just last week.
Okay, Leah Marquez Peterson, we'll let you go. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us during your lunch hour. We appreciate it. More information can be found where, Leah, for the Hispanic Chamber?
Absolutely. It can be found on our website at TucsonHispanicChamber.org.
All right. Thank you, Leah. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Okay.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan Bottled Water Delivery Service, either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan Bottled Water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum.
Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at DevereauxArizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by the UA College of Science with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students. The UA College of Science brings together globally prominent faculty and disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. You can find out more at cos.arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show for our monthly UA College of Science Superstars of Science series, Dr. Greg Barron-Gafford, Assistant Research Scientist for the Biosphere 2 LEO Project. LEO is an acronym for Landscape Evolution Observatory. Greg is also an assistant professor at the University of Arizona in biogeography and ecosystem science. In fact, he has a joint appointment with the U of A College of Science and the School of Geography. Greg, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, you have a very interesting bio and the kind of research you are doing, but I think we should begin with what is a biogeographer?
That's a great question. A biogeographer, an ecosystem scientist, is really someone who studies how the environment works. And so from there, we can understand how ecosystems function and evolve out on the landscape. So we look at regions around southern Arizona and study how landscape change and environmental change is affecting the pulse of our ecosystems.
And having Biosphere 2 as a laboratory has got to be one of the best jobs for a scientist in the world.
You got it.
I mean, when you're at the University of Arizona, you're not very far from Oracle, and to have Biosphere 2, let's face it, Biosphere 2 is a unique property.
It really is. I think you're right. I do have the best job that I could imagine in science, because when I go outside, I'm in our beautiful southern Arizona ecosystems, and when I need to go inside for research, it's the largest, you know, glass house in the world where we can do these really innovative and large-scale projects.
And tell me about some of those projects. What are the things you're working on, Greg?
Well, outside, we tend to look at how external forces like invasive species or woody plants expanding on the landscape affect how carbon and water and energy cycle. And you might ask, well, why is that so important? And a lot of times it comes down to water resources. Think about plants that have deeper rooting systems like shrubs that move into the landscape, and then we're in kind of a competition for that water. The plants bring, you know, birds, which bring birders, which bring economic development, but at the same time, water is one of our most limiting resources, and we have to think about those trade-offs and how we manage our ecosystems.
One of the exciting things about the University of Arizona College of Science is taking science out of the classroom and really into the community, and I think that's where Biosphere 2 has this really dual mission, Greg, which includes, you know, tackling these big earth science questions and integrating STEM learning into the outreach activities. And we've talked a lot on this program about STEM, and I think I've got it right, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Yes.
And how is that working? What are you doing to bring STEM into the lives of some young people?
Well, we do that almost on a daily basis up at the Biosphere, where we have nearly 100,000 visitors a year. But what we've been doing in the last year is taking that science out into the community. And so to follow up on the conversations you had earlier in the program, TUSD is facing quite a few challenges. And this project is an example of Biosphere and the U of A's commitment to engagement engaging with the public and providing opportunities for students to reach out.
Yeah, it was very opportune to have Cam Juarez here talking about TUSD and some of the things they are doing. Well, that leads us to my next question. You've got a partnership going with a TUSD school.
Yes, we're working right now with Monzo Elementary through the Biosphere too. And what we are doing there is, you mentioned the Landscape Evolution Observatory, the LEO project. We've actually created smaller model versions of that LEO experiment, which it really is a earth science project. We look at the interaction of hydrology and geology and biology and made it more accessible for elementary students. And we reached out to Monzo because they're already participating in a school garden program run by the School of Geography. And so there already was a U of A-TUSD connection. And they were doing a lot of hands-on experiential work with the students. And they wanted to take it up a notch by doing more experimental science. And that's where the Biosphere came in.
So they already had some hands-on science work going on at that particular elementary school. That's got to be exciting for the kids.
It really is. And a lot of times when we talk about engagement or working with the public, we almost think about it as unidirectional. And when we talk with National Science Foundation and other organizations about our broader impacts, we usually think about what we're doing for them. I would say it's been almost as transformational for us as scientists and the graduate students working with the program to go engage with the kids. But if your listeners want to check it out through the Facebook page, and we can put a link on your page, but they can also search for Monzo Ecology and see some of the work that's going on out there.
What are the exciting things that are going on? What specific project are they doing at Monzo?
Well, they do have a garden, but the experimental science is this miniature landscape evolution observatory. And there we've got these built landscapes on slope and facing different aspects. And the students are taking what they're learning in the classroom about environmental parameters like incoming radiation. How does that warm up the soil, or how does that drive water resources, and thinking about germination rates of plants? And the reason we chose this project is because for the Large Landscape Evolution Observatory up at Biosphere 2, right now it's largely a geology and hydrology experiment. We haven't added the plants to the landscape. And before we decide what plants are best to put on that large-scale science project, we need to know what can do well, what can germinate. And the students are really helping us do that. This is not just a hands-on activity like homework assignment. We'll take the research that they develop in terms of seeing what native plants can germinate on this LEO soil and start to make our bigger plans around it. So it really is a partnership.
Yeah, it's a perfect time for young people to find what they want to do perhaps later in life. You yourself, what was the hook for you to get into science? I mean, some of these kids at Monzo, I'm sure, are being turned on to science in a real exciting way.
For me, it was an environmental science teacher when I was in high school. You know, environmental science is usually the last chapter of the biology textbooks. So you
Why
don't always
is
get
that?
To it.
I mean, that's
not a good question.
You
for
would
me.
Think the environment would be our number one priority.
Right.
It should be moved to the front of the book. Right?
I agree completely.
Chapter number one.
It's been exciting to see the students who come do, like the Monzo students, when they visited the bias for the first time. We were about halfway through the tour. And one of the times I said, "Does anyone have a question?" And one of the students said, "When do we see a real scientist?" And what they were getting at is this picture of, you know, an older guy in a white lab coat. And so stressing that science is not always done that way, that they're on the track to be scientists because they're asking these really interesting questions at seven. You know, I didn't get to the type of work they were doing until I was 17. So it's been really exciting to see just how turned on they are to STEM education.
And Greg, I would take that certainly as a compliment when they were asking, when do we get to see the science? That shows you are definitely doing a beautiful job of integrating kind of everyday talk into scientific research.
Great. Well, thank you.
Quickly, there's also an art component that you wanted to mention going on there.
I did. And it really highlights how well the folks at Monzo, the curriculum director, the principal, the counselors have acknowledged that not every student at the age of seven is ready to engage. That's not their special interest at this point. And so they've added an art component to allow the students to apply some of what they've learned or what they felt about the project or what they've learned about climate change into an art component. And your entire listening audience is welcome to join us at the Biosphere this Sunday afternoon around 2 p.m. where we're going to have an art opening for all of this student artwork.
And folks, if you haven't been up to Biosphere 2, check it out. Oracle's a neat community, isn't it?
It really is. It's a great destination.
Yeah. So that will be going on this weekend?
Yes. Actually, it's on Saturday at 2 p.m.
Saturday at 2 p.m. All right. So, Greg, thank you very much. Greg Baron Gafford with us, research scientist at Biosphere 2. He also has a joint appointment with the College of Geography. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot.
This portion of our show brought to you by UA College of Science. You can find out more, cos.arizona.edu. They'll link you to the Biosphere and some other really neat places. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. That's going to do it for our Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll talk more education tomorrow. Our guest will be Calvin Baker, superintendent of the Vail School District. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Thank you, Culligan. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Coming up tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson, then the Daily Double, a new talk show from 8 to 9 here in Rose and myself back with you at 12:04 with the Friday Focus interview with Calvin Baker. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.